brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have never seen such abject, willful ignorance and denial as I have witnessed when we talk about the national draft. I mean, Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, informed professional people just, oh, they'll never do that. That's ridiculous. Oh, well, if the CIA blows a couple buildings up or has some of their morons that work for them do it, they're going to pass it. They got a whole bunch of different bills introduced, 12 different pieces I've seen over the last 2 years that have been introduced and reintroduced, National Compulsory Service Acts, Professional Service Acts. They've got them all in there. And this is slavery. And they've got to have these forces if they want to invade all these countries the empire has slated for invasion. We're talking to Jacob Levitch. He writes for Counterpunch, a great alternative newspaper online, and he's formed an organization, People Against the Draft. And tell us about that website, Jacob, then we're going to go to some calls.
Yeah, go to www.nodraft.info, and you'll see what we've built so far. It's expanding. You'll see there, among other things, an FAQ, questions and answers about the draft, and I think that's really important. One of the key things, when you talk to people and you tell them what's going on and they just won't believe it, is that they're really looking at this whole situation through the wrong end of the telescope. You see legislation being introduced there, you see the draft boards being reactivated, and you're still in denial. But if you look at it from the point of view of the people who are really running this place...
They're setting up the infrastructure, they've already funded the infrastructure, and they're saying they're going to do it.
Exactly, and you put yourself in their place, you look at the numbers, the kind of military strength that would be necessary to truly dominate the globe, and the kind of military strength that they have now that has put them on the defensive globally, and you realize, you just do the math, they're going to have to go for it.
And they've said that, Republicans, Democrats, they're getting ready for it, that they've said it, the bills are introduced, and people are still in denial. Carlos in California, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Levitch, now, of course, they're going to probably, in order to draft thousands of people, they're going to need an excuse and a justification. So I guess that's up to, that's our imagination as to what they really intend to do, I guess, to provide an excuse for the draft here, the upcoming draft.
Yeah, they could seize on an excuse, some kind of domestic or military incident. These days, there might not even have to be much of an incident if they're able to use their public relations team to blow up nothing into something, as with Ashcroft's scare announcement about the terrorists at large last week. But I suspect even in the absence of a catalyzing event, they'll be willing to go for it. It's often been the case, we've all seen it happen, that the establishment of this country decides that certain measures are necessary for the good of the people they represent, who, by the way, are not us. And in order to get that through, what they typically do is they announce that there's a bipartisan consensus behind whatever this unpopular measure may be.
And that's already happening.
That's already happening. And what happens is they don't do it when the election is just around the corner. Instead, they do it when the election is over. They do it early in the term so they have enough time to recover from it.
And they'll also start it small. But then within a year, it'll escalate like Vietnam from 5,000 troops to 150,000 troops.
That's absolutely right. This is the thin edge of the wedge. And you can also be sure that it will be wrapped up in a very pretty package to take various categories of traditional opponents to the draft off the table. Now, for instance, we haven't mentioned it, but all the extant plans for the draft include women. And one of the reasons for that is because it's going to take a lot of feminist opposition off the table. They'll actually be able to sell universal conscription as a sort of pro-woman measure.
And we got Rangel pushing it as, let's get them rich kids.
Absolutely. And Rangel's argument seems absurd on its face, but a lot of knee-jerk Democrats seem to be taking it seriously. Frankly,
tell you what, stay there. We got a break. We'll come back, take more calls. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns on the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The norm in human history is powerful control freaks, slave masters, enslaving, setting up feudal societies. That's all this global system is. You can call it fascism, communism, you know, crony capitalism. It's all command and control. Just different window dressing, different ways of implementing it. And I don't want to be a slave. I don't want my children being these people's slaves. I mean, they treat our troops like utter garbage. It's already been announced that Bush is going to slash veterans benefits even more after the election. That's public. Kerry is saying he's going to do it. This is all out there, but the media doesn't really focus on it. It's in the back of the news wire where I live, and then it's never, you know, in your newspaper. It's incredible. And understand, you're going to be given the deadly vaccines. You're going to serve as a domestic slave. This is a new for America. Well, it goes back to indentured servitude. Not new if you talk about black people being slaves or what happened to Native Americans. This is it. This is the big takeover. This is you becoming a slave. They're getting rid of the Bill of Rights. All these federal courts are ruling, Republican, Democrat courts. They're all moving together. They'll have some fights about prayer in school or abortion or something, which to them is just a diversionary issue. I'm not saying they are. And meanwhile, the main infrastructure is done now, and they're just adding a few, you know, tightening down a few nuts and bolts and screws and now starting the PR drive to do this. And I'm very impressed with Jacob Levitch, our guest, who founded and now it's growing across the country, People Against the Draft. And we got a lot of callers here, people that want to get involved on air, but they're not worried about, you know, the Democrats, the liberals say, oh, well, we're not worried, you know, this would cause a student uprising. Well, they're ready for that. They've got the riot police ready. Well, let's talk about their PR plan. We've already got a lot of different pieces of it from the Democrats and Republicans, how they're going to sell it, and then how they're going to deal with the opposition, and then when you think they're going to spring it on us. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think it is true that a lot of liberals and leftists believe that the establishment would never dare to reintroduce the draft because they're still working from a Vietnam paradigm. And they believe that the establishment fears a radicalized studentry across the country. But I think what they're failing to take into account is what's happened in the era since the Seattle riots, and indeed over the last 20 years, where you've had a tremendous increase in the power of the state repressive apparatus. Down in Miami, the FTAA protests showed you how the authorities handle a demonstration these days, and they do it with chemical crowd control, with mass arrests without cause, and with literally embedded journalists. They had journalists who were embedded with the crowd control, with the police, just as they had in the Iraq War. And so what I'm saying is that in the minds of the powerful, they have this whole protest thing pretty much well in hand.
And notice the cameras are going up everywhere. The license plate scanners are going in. I mean, in Georgia, and I had the head of the ACLU on yesterday from Georgia, and the head legal counsel, Mr. Webster came right out and said, yes, this is martial law. They said, we will ban any protest anytime we want, and we'll use deadly force on you if we want, preemptively, so our world leaders are, quote, safe. And they said, we will not allow any unauthorized assemblies. That's a quote.
That is correct. I mean, we're talking about little by little a kind of ad hoc suspension of our constitutional liberties that sooner or later is going to become a permanent one.
So how do we stop them? I mean, 2 years ago I had Greg Palestine from the BBC, got Joseph Stiglitz, the documents from the World Bank and IMF, their chief economist, and the IMF was in there talking about, oh, we love causing riots. That gets us a police state crackdown. Oh, we love the police. We love it when they go out and protest. They love it. They want to escalate everything.
Well, the first thing is don't be intimidated, because it's often the case that this tremendous projection of power that you get from the United States, both globally and internally,
it's going to backfire.
Yeah, absolutely. It backfires. And it's also what I think the Chinese used to call a paper tiger. The fact is, in Iraq, we had the most awesome military might in world history deployed against, an impoverished population. And the U.S. did a terrible job, and they're in deep military trouble right now.
After 12 and a half years of softening up, it just caused more but the military's not that stupid at the high levels. They had to know that bulldozing cars and houses would just cause more resistance.
I think that's true, and I think that's one of the reasons that Rumsfeld is so widely hated by career military men. Sometimes there are respects in which I believe Rumsfeld actually believes his own BS, and I think he believed that a small military equipped with the latest technology would be able to subdue Iraq. He turned out to be wrong. By analogy, it's important for us not to be intimidated when we see the power of the state arrayed against us.
No, obviously, I mean, look, black helmets, black mask, literal Darth Vader outfits shooting wooden dowels at us shows us that they're afraid, shows us that they're concerned. And the power is with the websites, the talk shows, you know, the cable shows. You know, the power is going to the schools. The power is wearing a three-piece suit and going to the city council. We definitely have the power, but it's going to take more of us being leaders.
Yes, that's true. And I think every small group, every neighborhood, every school PTA ought to become their own leaders on this issue. And I think it's easier to do than a lot of people think. We have on our website, nodraft.info, www.nodraft.info, a lot of suggestions for organizing. The key first thing is to get as many people informed about this as you possibly can. But there are a number of different ways you can go. I would suggest targeting congressmen. Because remember, it's not just the presidential election this year. Every congressman is also up for re-election. And the difference between congressmen and the people running for president is that you can actually get close to congressmen. You can ask them questions. You can go to their forums. You can try to pin them
down.
You
can ask them to sign a declaration that they will not come out with national service. Let's take some calls. Let's talk to Ishmael in Canada, then Gordon and Larry and others. Go ahead, Ishmael. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, Jacob, in regards to the draft, would there be a religious, like a conscientious objector status?
Not this time, and people can't run to Canada. Canada's signed a deal. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, they might stick in. It's hard to tell how the final bill will look. They may well put in CO status, but they'll make it extremely difficult to get.
But an agreement's already been signed between Homeland Security and Canada 2 years ago.
Right. So it will become very difficult. They'll make sure that it's very difficult for you to run.
And there's no college deferment this time.
Right. There is no college deferment. In fact, this is supposed to become a part of ordinary life. I think the model for this may well be Israel, where national service, universal national service, that is for both men and women, was made simply a part of life decades ago.
And they have thousands, last time I saw the numbers, tens of thousands of Israelis in prison because they refused to go along with this.
That's right. So that's one possible vision of the future. Another warning that we see from the experience in Israel is that conscripting every young man and every young woman and having them contributes to a kind of general militarization of the society.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And then most of them will be here domestically serving as tattletale squads. Thank you, Ishmael. Good questions. Let's talk to Gordon in Texas. Gordon, you're on the air.
Hi, Gordon. Hi, Alex. This is Gordon. I'm calling in from Texas.
Yes, sir.
I just kind of called for the past few months. My family's been at the mercy of the Texas Child Protective Services. I kind of wanted to share my story briefly.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me put you on hold. After our guest leaves us in a few minutes, we'll spend some time on that if you've got some time. I mean, the number one thing is this is another military-industrial complex program to break up the family. We have the federal documents, and we'll talk about it in a little bit later. So stay right there. We'll move on now to Larry in Ohio. Larry, go ahead.
Alex, something I didn't hear you mention was the FDA has now approved the implantable brain microchip, and they're implanting these microchips in people's brains in a company called CyberKinetics up in the Boston area.
Yeah, that was in the Associated Press a few months ago. The FDA approved those, and now they want to put them under the skin of the military. And this, I mean, Newsweek saying the future of shopping, got to have a chip. That's this week's issue. This is ultra Orwellian. It's like a Twilight Zone episode. Any comments to just all the bizarreness that's going on, Jacob?
Well, it is certainly true that inducting everyone in the military does give them a chance to do anything to you they want medically. You have no right to refuse treatment.
And they told my cousin a year ago that within 2 years they're all getting microchips in the Army.
And you have no idea what's being injected into your body when they give you those vaccines. So
the important thing here, though, is this is a DARPA project. The DARPA is funding many different colleges across the country with tens of millions of dollars on all these different projects.
Billions.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, each one they're giving tens of millions. I mean, I see $25 million here, $50 million there. And there's a big one now that they do this. They have this RoboRat project that these different
it's a remote control living organic rat with a camera on its head.
And they completely control that rat from the brain chip that they insert.
There are profound connections between the major universities of this country and the military industrial complex.
Eisenhower warned us about that.
That's true, and there's enormous amounts of money going through Homeland Security into the universities of this country. That's important because at the same time, universities have cracked down on dissent and on free speech more than ever before. You're getting kids expelled from major universities for distributing leaflets outside of protest pens. There have been numerous cases of this kind. The universities are clearly, they have an interest in making sure that in the event of a draft, in the event of another war, what have you, that they keep things calm on campus.
That's right. Stay there. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
This is our final segment on the draft. We'll take a few calls here from Cherokee and David, and that'll be it with our guest, who I really appreciate coming on with us. And then I'm going to have Gordon from Fredericksburg, Texas, where we're on the local FM dial out there. Just started listening, and I talked to him during the break. Classic MO. CPS comes out after his child's born. Direct from the hospital, of course, claims, a neighbor says they might have, said you didn't have any prenatal care. Of course, there was no neighbor, folks. And then, just sign here, just let us investigate. They sign, then they go ahead and grab the child. And this is America, and there's over 1.5 million children a year grabbed, okay? You should understand this. And you're 5 times more likely to be abused in their custody. And Bush, by the way, has radically expanded all this funding. So it's the Soviet Union again. It's the same garbage. The Nazis did this. This is how they get control. Finishing up here with our guest, talking about the draft, let's talk to Cherokee in Kentucky. Cherokee, you're on the air with Jacob Levitch, our guest. Go ahead. Cherokee just hung up. David in Oklahoma. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's an honor. You're a true American hero. I got a couple of points. One, you're just discussing the issue of escalation and how the government's more and more ready to handle it. But isn't that really what we need to do, is put a spike in the temperature so the frog will jump out of the pot? I mean, they get stronger as we get weaker.
I wouldn't say that. I think we've gotten much stronger. I mean, I've done my own national poll. I've done thousands of radio interviews, and maybe one call out of 30 calls in and disagrees with me, whereas 5 years ago it was the opposite, or 50-50. So I've seen a massive awakening. They just try to make us feel like we're alone and don't have power. That's why we got to tune out of the mainstream, tune into the alternative. Let me get a comment from Jacob on that. Jacob?
Well, it's critical to get together with people in your neighborhood, people that you know, and start talking. You'll discover that you're not alone. Once you get people to talk honestly in an environment that they feel is safe, then you start to hear from them their doubts about what's going on now, the doubts that they're not going to reveal to any kind of pollster or newspaper reporter.
Absolutely. But, I mean, have you seen this awakening? I mean, have you seen this shift? I've seen a huge awareness increase.
Absolutely. I think that's true in general, and I think it has a lot to do with the easy availability of alternative media through radio shows like yours, and in particular through the Internet. And we're able to communicate in ways that we weren't able to communicate before.
Oh.
News that could be buried in the past, we now hear.
Yes. Anything else, David?
Well, still on that same point, though, I know plenty of people. Most people that I know are awake at this point. We go, we talk to our congressmen. It doesn't do any good. We know that the voting machines are rigged. I mean, really, we're aware, but we're still unempowered.
Well, you have to take power, and you have to start suing people, and you have to get aggressive, and you have to learn what your Bill of Rights and Constitution is. You have to stop trusting government, and I'm talking to the public, not you, and stop being naive. Thanks for the call. Cherokee in Kentucky is there. Cherokee, go ahead.
Yes, hello. I wanted to know, how much longer do we have for the guest?
Just a minute or so. Go ahead.
Yeah, how much longer do we have until all this it really comes down on our heads? And I am writing my senators and my state representative and my congressman.
They're planning on passing the draft early next year.
Okay.
And then implementing it by summer, according to their own documents. Comments, Jacob?
Yes, I think that's correct. I think soon after the election, you'll see them preparing the sort of intellectual groundwork for it through op-eds and newspaper editorials. And right after the election, at the very beginning of the term, there's going to be something fast and bipartisan to try to get it through as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Now, in the meantime, there's a lot you can do. Again, I would advise going to our website, nodraft.info, and look at our page about what you can do. There are a number of suggestions. In particular, when you band together, there's a tremendous amount of power involved.
Right. After they pass this, because I'm listening to you and Alex, it sounds like, you know, this is going to happen.
No, I think it can still be stopped if we make enough of a stink about it. And I think
get a lot of people out of denial that it is happening.
Right.
Absolutely. What's required here is what I'm calling a preemptive strike.
Right.
If we get together now and start making some noise before the legislation starts pushing through Capitol Hill, before the elections, then I think they're going to think twice before they try to ram this down our throats.
Okay. Thanks for the call,
Thank
Cherokee.
You.
You had something else to say? Go ahead.
I just wanted to know that if it did pass, what could we do then?
Well, they can say black people aren't human beings again and claim they're slaves. I'm not going to follow that.
Right.
You just have to say no to unjust laws, and then they have to have our consent. Thanks for the call. Do you agree with that, Jacob?
Yeah, certainly. Certainly. I mean, there are a number of things you can pursue in the event of an unjust law. There's civil disobedience. There are lawsuits. There are a lot of things you can do. But I think the most important thing now is to concentrate on stopping them from getting it
through. That's right. Thanks for joining us. Take care.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want to jumpstart on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, the government is using contract fraud to enslave us. The Constitution said if you want to sign away your rights to be a slave as an indentured servant, they can do it. So they use that system to get you to sign away your rights unknowingly. And they've set up myriads of courts that aren't even constitutional, that are dictatorial in nature, with no juries involved. My last week's TV show that I put on PrisonPlanet.tv, I go into, and we show a local newscast, where if you're late to class three times, that's considered a truancy. Doesn't matter that state law says 14 absences in a semester. It's criminal truancy. They call the student into a portable building and tell the parents, sign here now. This is on video. And when you sign, it's a deferred adjudication, deferred prosecution. It's a threat. They get you to plea bargain to a crime that hasn't been committed. You sign that, then instantly the judge goes, all right, I got you now. You're going to go into drug testing. You're going to, if you're late to class one more time in the next 6 months or the next semester, we're going to put you for a month in the new giant juvenile justice system they've built here in Austin. And this is nationwide. All because you were late to class three times. Folks, when I graduated from high school, I had like a 98 average. I had to spend, I think, that year one or two Saturdays in the detention hall because I'd been to class late three times. I didn't even put my books in the locker. I carried them in a big backpack because the school was so big that in the five-minute break, if you had to go to the bathroom or anything, you didn't have time to get there. Okay, I mean, you're talking about, you know, the principal's aid, because I had all my credits by my last year of high school, so, you know, I would deliver notes the first period. I mean, somebody who wasn't in trouble, you know, wearing the polo shirt, the short, you know, hair, the whole nine yards. Now in Austin, criminal threats, they then get you to sign over, then you're in their system. Now, I have read textbooks here on the air, the textbook they use at UT, the Calhoun Reader, where it says the family's the enemy, must be broken up, it's bad, you know, the family's against the state. I mean, this is stuff right in 1984. We had the former head of policy, the number two position in the Reagan administration, Charlotte Isserby, on this show a score of times. Her book is the size of a phone book. 80% of it is nothing but government documents, how they're going to break the family up, how they're going to do it. And this is how it works. $1.5 million, $1.4 million a year. I keep saying $1.5 million, $1.4 million a year. And, you know, you can have some bikers beating the living daylights out of their children and nothing happens to them. Meanwhile, they target, because they ask you questions at the hospital. What's your socioeconomic level? How many years of college? What's your social security number? They run a background check. If there's anything in there, they call in CPS. But in some of these city-owned hospitals, it's even worse. And this is confirmed, folks. Once they run you through the computer and it looks like you're poor, you will then get a CPS visit either before you leave the hospital or if they're backlogged at your home a few days after your child's born. And folks, I've covered 100 of these cases in Austin. I mean, stuff where they admit the parents did nothing. Stuff where they just had form letters listing their crimes. You abused a newborn baby 1 year ago. I mean, stuff like a newborn baby, you abused it a year ago. Okay, or prenatally you abused it. We think you used drugs, though the drug test didn't show it. Or you didn't take the hepatitis shot. We're taking your child. Well, there's no law. You have to. I mean, this is the type of stuff. And so they come in, they act real nice. Hi, we just want to make sure these allegations aren't true, which they made themselves. Just sign here that you'll agree to our plan. We just want to monitor and help you. And when you sign that, they then show up with cops. They grab your child. Then they tell you, oh, we're going to appoint you a lawyer. They don't tell you about the court hearings. Those proceed. And then after 6 months, you don't get to get your child back, and they adopt it. And that's if your child's lucky. In Florida, which is the kingpin of all this, they will put them on all these drugs. I mean, at a month old, all these different lithium, Prozac, you name it, and your child will be institutionalized, and the state will bilk millions of dollars in that child's life out of the system. Then your child will go into the criminal justice system from there on out, building widgets for 20 cents an hour. I mean, this is the Brave New World. Read Brave New World. Aldous Huxley learned all this from his brother, the head of the UN UNESCO program. You know, when he wrote the last speech he gave in 1962 at Berkeley, he said, no, this is what we're doing. This is the plan. And so this is happening. And then I talked to Gordon during two breaks, and I already knew what he'd say before he said it. It's the exact same M.O. This has been going on for months. Doesn't have a lawyer. They tell him, oh, just wait. We'll get you one sometime. Even if they got him one, that person works for them. He's got to go outside town, got to get somebody who has a history of winning these cases. His family's going to have to sell cars, come up with big bucks. He could have learned all his rights himself, but he didn't. Now he's trying to. That's commendable. Or he's never going to see his child again. And then when his wife has another child, they're going to take that one. So all this is how it begins. Oh, we heard there was a bruise on the baby's leg. So now your child's coming from the hospital. Just sign here. Then they come back and grab the child. So this is how they operate. Let's go ahead and go to Gordon. He's Gordon Scott Spaulding of Fredericksburg, Texas. I know we have tens of thousands of listeners out in that area. And if you don't flock to him at your little meetings, and if you don't help him, and if you don't put money together, and if you don't find him a lawyer, and if you don't sue these people, then you're not worth anything. I can't do it all. I've done this many times. I'm literally working 18 hours a day. You got to help this man because I talked to him. I believe him. It's the classic M.O. He's a new listener. He's just learning about this. He's got wolves tearing his guts out, literally kidnapping his child. Now, Gordon, continuing, I mean, go over this story for us.
Okay. Hello again. I'm going to read a brief letter that my father, he submitted to the Kerrville Daily Times on the matter. This was before my child's removal. We read about children being starved, beaten, abandoned, sexually molested, killed, and always wonder how this could happen.
By the way, Yes. You're five times more likely for that to happen to you in their custody. That's the government's own statistics, but go ahead.
Right. For the last few months, my family has been at the mercy of the Child Protective Agency. In March, my son and Amanda were blessed with the birth of Carter. 5 days after Carter went home to the trailer park in Fredericksburg, a neighbor who did not like them called CPS and told them Amanda received no prenatal care and that there may be a bruise on his leg. Both were lies. These people went to my son's job, which he lost. Both had to submit to drug testing and all sort of ridiculous expenses.
So you see, you didn't have to submit to that. You signed the form.
Right.
You should have fled Fredericksburg the first time they visited you.
Right.
I'm not kidding. If armed kidnappers were after me, that's what I'd do.
So hold on.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to be mean here, sir, but this is a lesson for everybody. Let me stop you. This makes my blood boil. Okay, I've read their own textbooks where they say they're going to destroy us. This is so sick. Now, they usually got mental patients working for them who were abused and psychopathically think everybody else is like this. So, please continue with your dad's letter.
Okay. These people went to my son. Okay, I've read that. This went on until May 15th. On May 17th, the same neighbor made a charge that Amanda was drunk and carrying Carter in the yard. Linda Garza responded and told my son Amanda could not take care of the baby alone and unsupervised. I asked both these people if Amanda was intoxicated, and both said no. My son brought Amanda and baby to our ranch in Streeter, Texas, and they are still here with us in Center Point. All during this time, they have threatened to take custody of the baby. Linda Garza came to my home on Friday after listening to her for 30 minutes about psych testing for Amanda in San Antonio, homemaking classes she has to attend, transportation, and the one that finally got me was she cannot return home unsupervised. I told Linda Garza to get out of my house and never come back. My son, Amanda, and Carter have done nothing to deserve these requirements. These requirements are supposed to go on 3 months. This reminds me of when Adolf Hitler was in power.
It's exactly what Hitler did. They grabbed millions now, and then they would do the same stuff. But again, he learned all this from Margaret Sanger, who set this up here in the 20s.
Right.
Now let me stop you. Let me stop you here for a second. Now listen to me. This is very important.
Yes.
They put all these false charges on your wife. You don't have that. I talked to you during the break. You said you don't have that on you. You still have rights. And in Texas, there's grandparents' rights. That child should be in the grandparents' custody immediately while they keep their kangaroo investigation going. But notice they're playing this out, saying, oh, we'll get you a lawyer later. You don't do that. You sell everything you've got. You do what you have to. You don't go get... You go get a lawyer who can show you news articles of cases they've won,
right?
And you get them out there. Now, if people want to help you in Fredericksburg with moral support, with documents, we got a lot of legal eagles out there, a lot of good people. If they want to help you, give us your phone number.
Okay, I'm at 830-997-4389.
Okay, that's 830.
There's an extension also.
Okay, give the number out, sir.
830-997-4389, extension 129.
Okay. Now that's 830-997-4389, extension 129.
Right.
Okay. So they've had your child a while, and they won't even tell you where the child is. You're not even allowed to see the child?
We have tried to arrange for a visitation. They have not returned our calls.
How long has this been going on?
Well, it started in March.
No, but how long have they had the child again?
A little over a week now.
Okay. Now, again, they can't do that. Grandparents' rights, everything. You need to also call the state attorney general's office.
Right.
You need to get proper counsel on this.
Okay.
Because you're not informed of your constitutional rights, so you do. I mean, when you get a lawyer, that means you're incompetent. I'm not being mean to you.
No, I understand.
We're all incompetent until we learn our rights. And then, sir, there are a lot. They've hurt so many people. There are a lot of organizations that can help you out there. But people, you need to get a support group right now in Fredericksburg. People need to go ahead, sir.
Pardon me?
I was saying go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with you. But we didn't ask for any of this. And...
Well, let me stop you.
Right.
When I got arrested at a protest for demonstrating, when they were going to let me go, they said, sign here. It was a four-page form, yellow form. personal cognizance bond, and it said, I admit that I am a drug dealer. I admit that I am a car thief. I admit that I use drugs. I admit to family violence. And I said, you know, you ask everybody to sign this, don't you? I go, I'm in here for being arrested at the DPS for peacefully protesting. I said, I'm not going to sign this. So they went ahead and released me. Almost everyone I talk to signs that personal recognizance bond. It's the same thing with the people that are late to class three times.
Right.
They say, sign here, and you sign away the rights, which you did, and then, oh, you got to take all these, you know, what, $400 a piece classes?
Yes.
Were they $200 to $500 a piece?
They haven't given
Depends
us a price.
Depends on the county. But they wanted thousands of dollars a fees, correct?
They did not give us a price on the classes.
Okay.
But they just said this is what we're supposed to do to say we're good parents.
Okay. Well, now again, you go in for unpaid speeding ticket in
right.
Austin, Texas, and it's nationwide. They
right.
will try to make you sign a document admitting to all these crimes. And we have the local newscast where they admitted that in Austin you are guilty until proven innocent. They actually said that in the CBS news piece, and that you've got to sign this to leave jail. And then they come to you and go, well, you signed up and said that you take anger management. You signed up and said you take drug abuse management. You signed up and said that that you've been involved in robberies. We're going to take your children. Did you know I know hundreds of people who've had visits after being arrested for unpaid tickets because they signed that? Do you realize the hell on earth we're talking about here? The pure demonic wickedness? The Sovietization? I mean, people, I'm not kidding around here. I'm living in hell. And I'm telling you, folks, they've chewed through the poor people. They've chewed through the poor people like this poor man we're talking to right now, Gordon. And now they're coming for the middle class. This is Nazi Germany. You go ahead. You have anything else you want to say?
I'd just like to close on a note. I recently watched The Road to Tyranny on video cassette, and I used to be a face in the crowd until this happened to me. And now I feel my Bill of Rights has been extremely violated, and I have a very different outlook on my country now.
Well, listen, I'm going to put you on hold and have them give you my office number.
Okay.
But sir, people need to help you in Fredericksburg. They need to help you stand up against this. Your rights have been violated up one side and down the other. Due process, all of it. You still have rights. The grandparents on both sides have rights. That baby, at the bare minimum, should be in your parents' custody.
Right.
And that's how they need to move against this with the lawyer. Now, you go sell whatever you have to, have your parents sell the big pickup truck, you do whatever you have to, and you go get a lawyer, you investigate it properly, you know, you inspect that lawyer like you're inspecting a eggplant at the grocery store, and then you pick the right one, and then you go and you get your child back, and then you sue these people, and you can win. But you better learn your rights real quick.
Right.
All right, because they've been doing this so long, they think they're safe. They think they can keep doing it. They think it's normal. Well, it's not normal. It's not good. It makes me sick. Let me give your number out again. It's 830-997-4389, extension 129. 830-997-4389, 129. And, folks, you call him, you call Gordon, and you help him in Fredericksburg. All right? This is just sick. We let it go this far. We got to stand up against it. Sir, I just can't imagine being in your position. It makes my blood boil. And just God bless you, and I'll pray for you.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much.
Take care. And just, you know, be aggressive about this. Be focused. You've been wronged here. These people are not your friends.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Alex.
Hell on earth. Hell on earth. Jesus, forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive them. They don't know what they do. Oh, this country. National conscription, tattletale squads on every street corner, pizza men spying on us, just all open, thousands of cameras going up in every town, infrared scanners all over the place, microphones up all over Austin. My cousin out there at the military base at Bergstrom, the military section, admitting they surveil us and surveil the whole town. I mean, we're in hell. Top generals talking about martial law. Martial law declared in Georgia, mainstream news. I mean, just come on, people. Come on. Come on. I read the article yesterday out of the Arizona Star where they admit that they taser one-year-olds if they don't comply with police, if they cry when they SWAT team mommy. I mean, this is hell. This is hell on earth. You, according to the Justice Department's own numbers that they don't like to publicize, are five times more likely government workers, CPS, to abuse children than anybody else. Where do you think the crazies, the sickos, the nuts, or just the lazies go? They get into government as truancy officers and CPS workers and bad cops because they're smart criminals. They know how to run your life. We're in hell. We got to admit to ourselves how far things have gone, how bad things have gotten. You better get your Bill of Rights out. You better read it every night before you go to bed. You better look at what's happening in today's society and ask yourself, is this America? It has nothing to do with terrorism. This whole thing is to focus a police state down on us. A system, a hell system. Hell on earth. That's all I can say. This is hell on earth. They're putting cancer viruses in most of the vaccines confirmed. I have CDC documents. It's admitted. You just keep taking them. So when your brother, your sister, your father, your mother dies of that engineered cancer, remember that I warned you. God help us!
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You should all circle the wagons in every city and town you live in. Take this as a case point example in the case of Mr. Spaulding that we were just talking to. And obviously you couldn't call him when he was on with us, but now you can call him at 830-997-4389, extension 129. You know, hundreds of people show up to these meetings in Fredericksburg. And you talk about the New World Order and you inform others, and that's great. But now you should get together. We tried to defeat the Patriot Act there. We did defeat it here in Austin. And what you do is you get together, you investigate the case, you find out what this man's saying is true, and you start making phone calls, you get involved, you research, help get him a good counsel, competent counsel, and you help investigate these other individuals that are involved in this, in this ring. And you expose them. And you know what? You have a march down downtown Fredericksburg on a Saturday when they're down there making all their money off their, tourism. See how they like it. You put bumper stickers on your cars. And see, the next time they try to violate somebody, you all get together again. You see, that's how human beings act. We stick together. We defend ourselves. They've taught us how to act like prey animals, like rabbits, like so much sheep. In the pen, when one gets cut out, the others run to the corner. We're not sheep. We are predators, but we have a soul, and God controls our predatory nature. But you see, the evil people, they don't control that predatory nature, and they're breeding us and feeding on us and cutting us out and doing what they want with us. It's time that we're not wolves and we're not sheep. We're sheepdogs. Time to start acting like a sheepdog, folks. You don't want to go out and eat the sheep. You want to go defend the sheep. And if you don't have that instinctive sheepdog desire to go after these wolves, I'm sick of these wolves. I can't stand these wolves. I just want the wolves to know that I don't like them. You hear that? I'm not your slave. Don't try coming up by these sheep, because I got big teeth. Now that's how a man operates. That's how a good woman operates. And you go help these people. And you help your neighbors. And you stand up against them. There's more of us than there are of them. You stand up. The pen is mightier than the sword. Together we have the power. You stand up against these people. And you let them know we're not your slaves. And what you're doing is wrong. It took a small minority in the 1820s, 30s, 40s, 50s to say slavery was wrong. And overnight it went from 5% of the population thinking slavery was wrong to 80-plus percent. Overnight, people thought the world was flat. We told them it was round, and then they finally woke up to it. We have the power. But you got to stand up. You got to get involved. You need to have a big meeting, have this gentleman there, invite others there that have been abused and violated, and start taking action. Just sue a couple of these people and watch them back off. Let them know that Fredericksburg, Texas, or anywhere else in the country isn't the happy hunting ground. That we're not their prey animal. That they're not a big owl grabbing us up like a field mouse. Let them know you're sheepdogs out there. You're not sheep, you're not wolves. You're sheepdogs. And you're not putting up with it. Tell the wolves to move on. Hell on earth. You know, you need to get my videos. You need to make copies of them. You need to educate everybody. Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Call right now if you're angry about all this. Get my videos. Make 10 copies. Get them out to people. Put them on Access Television. Toll-free number to get my films. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, that's 888-253-3139. I want you to blow the phones off the walls. I want you to get my videos and start making copies and start exposing this evil. Third hour, full phone lines, a ton of news, straight ahead. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.